Talktainment Radio, Worldwide Sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay. Radio, the way it should be heard. You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalktainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Live call-in talk show, dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
This is The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio, the way it should be heard. And now, Mr. Neely Fuller.
If you do not understand white supremacy, which is racism, what it is and how it works, everything else that you understand will only confuse you. Only confuse you. Only confuse
you. Okay, this is the time, and welcome to TalkTainmentRadio.com for Tuesday, November the 28th, 2018 program. Today's topic or title of the program will be Another Black Man Killed in the Prison System of White Supremacy Racism. We will have Mr. Fuller, who is on the line now, address that as he has many times. But it seems as though there has been an increase in this particular activity. And so we are going to have Mr. Fuller speak on it through the compensatory co-action. So welcome to the program. Our number to call is 1-877-932-9766. You could also view and hear this program via YouTube, the YouTube channel. All you have to do is go to the YouTube channel and then type in the word Talktainment. Then hit the space bar and then scroll down to the word radio. And then after you do that, it will appear Talktainment number 2. That's what you do. You hit that. Now, when you do that, you will be able to see me. You will not be able to see Mr. Fuller, but hit the subscribe and like button on that. You can also Gmail me if you would like at the numeral number 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com. You can also go to facebook.com/talktainment. You can do that. But the way that we would prefer you do it is to go to the talktainmentradio.com homepage. All you have to do is hit, when you do that, hit listen live. Boom. You're right there. And when you do that, hit the subscribe and like button. Okay, big show today. We expect your calls and your opinions or your comments or your questions for Mr. Fuller. It doesn't have to be about the subject matter because, as you well know, he answers or addresses many issues, but do so, call in. So let me introduce to some and present to others Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr. Mr. Fuller, good morning.
Good morning.
And
Wednesday.
Yeah. Did I say Tuesday? I did say Tuesday, didn't I?
Tuesday.
Yeah. Thank you for that correction. I stand corrected. Thank you very much. Tuesday. And I had it written down here, Tuesday. Wednesday, November the 28th, 2018. That is Wednesday. My bad. Okay, Mr. Fuller, before we get started here on the subject matter, before I came in, a gentleman, now check this out, Mr. Fuller, a gentleman from Denmark contacted me. I don't know what time it is in Denmark. I know they're before, but this is what he said via the Gmail. He says, good morning, Mr. Fuller, Mr. Bobby. Wednesday, November the 28th, 2018. My name is Wayne Owen Richards. Just to let you know that I have ordered and received Mr. Fuller's code book with delivery in Denmark. I use the order UK button, which directs you to Amazon.com UK website. Chose my delivery address in Denmark, with expedited delivery. Then he says, I have already informed Mr. Fuller via his website. Keep up the good work. I bring that out because, again, the compensatory concept is going all over the world. And I hope that you are graciously compensated on that.
Well, for one thing, I'm wondering how he got that book without it costing him a fortune. I'm trying to get it all over the world, but the cost of sending this book out is astronomical, in my opinion. I wouldn't buy my own book if I was overseas. Right. And, but, you know, I don't know how much they're paying, because I don't know all the technicalities of how that works. But I do want the book to get out, and I'm trying to figure out how to expedite it so that it'll be all over the world in places where people can, it can be of some constructive use to people. That was my intent originally. And once I had the book and had the idea for the concept, because if it's not all over the world, it won't work anyway.
Well, I thought that that was good, because in our previous conversations, you just mentioned that the book is available in the UK and also in Canada. So when Mr. Owen, Wayne Owen Richards indicated that it was there, I was quite surprised. I didn't know whether you had anything to do with that or what. But anyway, I was glad that it is getting out. Very, very glad about that.
I'm pleased, too.
All right, good. Okay, let me do this. The opening, this is TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go on the world's greatest radio. And now, if you are listening or viewing the program, you are in touch with the compensatory concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr., and I am the co-host, Mr. Bobby, blessed to be in this position. Our topic again, another black man killed in the prison system of white supremacy racism. Mr. Fuller, I don't know if you checked out the news. I know you do at points read the, is it the Washington Post, I believe you quote sometimes?
Yes, I read everything that I possibly can get my hands on. I read several newspapers if I can get them. And magazines, and look at television when I can, and try to keep up on everything that's going on everywhere.
Okay.
Because it's a world problem, and we can't solve any of the major problems without solving the minor problems, so-called, because the minor problems are major problems, regardless of what form that those problems take. So you have to be well informed in order to solve problems,
mm-hmm.
because everything is interrelated. I mean, this world is really a small place, even though it may seem large, and everything is connected. So if you got a problem in one place, you're going to have a problem in another place. So you have to try to keep up with everything that's going on all the time in all areas of activity, economics, education, entertainment, labor, law, politics, religion, sex, and war.
Okay. Being that you try to keep up with different publications, did you come across or had you seen or heard via whichever news outlet you use this alarming increase in innocent black men who have been killed by race soldiers masking themselves as police officers? The one before we had our break, an armed security guard with license to carry a weapon had subdued a suspect, I believe, is it either in Dallas or Chicago? I think my son-in-law said Chicago. But anyway, was subdued, holding the suspect down, and the police were called, and when they arrived, seeing this uniformed security guard licensed to carry a weapon, shot him and killed him. And just recently, last week, when I was in Dallas, Texas, a shooting occurred in Alabama, a black man, innocent. Something happened, and the police were called, and they shot him, and realized that it was the wrong person, but there's another black man dead. Address those, please.
Well, for one thing, in a war, you have uniforms. And the uniform of a black person on the planet in 2018 is a black skin, a prison uniform. That's the uniform. So when you see a prisoner doing anything that looks like it might be bordering on violence of any type, in the prison system of white supremacy, you have a tendency to open fire and ask questions later, simply because the prisoner is wearing that prison uniform. And when you have a prison system, you expect prisoners to act like prisoners. Now, any prisoner that's not acting according to the prison rules is subject to get shot. Every black person on the planet should be thinking in terms of, I can be shot at any time. Why? Because I'm wearing the standard world prison uniform of a person who is a target. In other words, you're wearing the prison uniform, you're a prisoner of war in the system of white supremacy, and therefore you're automatically a target on account of the color of your skin. You're automatically a target, somebody to be shot at, somebody to be killed anywhere at any time for some reason or no reason or whatever fabricated reasons that come up. You should expect that. I've said for months, even when they were talking about Trayvon Martin and et cetera, I said, expect this to be business as usual. Expect this to be business as usual. This is prison business. Expect anybody in the prison yard to be shot at any time by someone who is in the authority to do so, because you're wearing the prison uniform, the world prison uniform. Black skin is the world prison uniform. What is that? Is it going through that door? Is it going through that fence? Is it walking down the street? Is it someplace that it shouldn't be? That prisoner, that's a prisoner of war. I mean, question it at all times, because that prisoner of war is somebody to be watched, somebody to be, you keep your eye on them at all times. And if it looks like they're doing anything that may bring suspicion that they are breaking the prison rules, and there are a million of them, and there are going to be more, then you punish the person and then, or grab the person and detain the person or shoot the person or do whatever until you figure out what's going on. But the first thing you do is take action. You don't bother with all the little details of someone who is not a prisoner.
Okay.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
A prisoner is under question at all times simply by being there. Being there where? Anywhere on the planet, black person, you're out of place. You don't have a place except prisoner of war in the system of white supremacy.
All righty. Let's do this before we delve more into this. Let's take this call. Caller, you are now on with Mr. Fuller. You can be heard, so take it away.
Thank you. Good morning, Mr. Bobby. Good morning, Mr. Fuller. Mr. Fuller, my question is that in the system of racism, white supremacy, just based upon evidence, it looks like that suspected racist man, woman, and child spend a tremendous amount of time and energy to maintain the system of white supremacy, whether it's economics, education, all the nine areas of activity. In a contrast to that, is it logical for me to say that non-white people, specifically black people, are not exhibiting the same amount of time and energy to end the system of racism, white supremacy?
Yes, absolutely. Black people have a priority. Like in the system of white supremacy, white people are trained or taught at an early age to have a priority, and that is to support the system of white supremacy. That's what they are taught. And the victims of white supremacy are taught, if they are taught by white people in the system of white supremacy, to support the system of white supremacy. So this is why you have white supremacy worldwide in all nine areas of activity: economics, education, entertainment, labor, law, politics, religion, sex, and war. White supremacy in all of these areas of activity. And everybody has taught this, both white and non-white, directly and indirectly. That's what white supremacy means. So black people among themselves, as prisoners of war, teach each other what most prisoners, or most people who have just about despaired of being prisoners, do. They do little petty stuff. You look forward to doing petty stuff. Petty stuff like what? Impressing each other. That's what prisoners do. If you go to a prison, you see the prisoners all day long trying to impress each other. Impress each other how? By playing little kid games, marbles, cards, bingo, a fight in the cell block. I mean, that's entertainment. I mean, that's something to do in the prison. Start a fight. I mean, and then look forward to starting the next fight and getting back at the next people in the next cell block. Why? Because you're in a prison, and this is the nature of a prison camp. People have a tendency to do this over a long period of time. They can't make any grandiose plans. Plans to do what? I mean, they're never, you know, they're doing a life sentence. This is a life sentence in the system of white supremacy. There's no such thing as parole. There's no such thing as a pardon in the system of white supremacy. So we do little small things and make big things out of small things. Mm-hmm. And I just like to look at the things that I'll say here in 2018. What does the average black male, I know in the, I would say speculate, in the Northwestern Hemisphere, think about doing most of the time or make plans? I'll say a young black person, what does he or she look forward to? Just about two or three things, just a very short list. And what is it? All right. The average black male walking around in the Northwestern Hemisphere in what we call the United States walks around thinking about, if he's about 16, 17 years old or thereabouts, give or take a few years, basketball player. All right?
That is correct.
The black person with the bouncing basketball out there on the concrete, bouncing basketball, got it in his hand, back and forth, one hand to the other. Or looking forward to being a football player. That's the second thing. All right. Now, if that doesn't look very promising, then in the front of his mind, talking about the black male now, the young black male, he's thinking about maybe singing a song glorifying the ghetto thug life. This is in 2018. All right? I'm going to write a song. I'm going to sing a song. I'm going to maybe be on the stage. And one of these days, maybe if I'm lucky, I'm going to, you know, write a song about glorifying the prison thug life. All right? And what does the thug life consist of? Killing other black people and pushing black females around. That's just about it. You don't hear any lyrics and anything about anything else, about building anything, all right? I don't hear it. From what I hear, of course, I'm not up on all of that, but very seldom do you hear anything that has anything to do with anything except showing off and killing and doing little petty things to impress members of the female sex. That's the black ambition. It doesn't go any farther than that. I mean, you can nail that down. It's not going to, you start talking about engineering and all like that, and start talking about space exploration, or start talking about harvesting, coming up with formulas for making better crops or something. Oh, no, that's nowhere on the radar. Nowhere on the radar. I mean, that's considered white folks stuff. All right? And the fourth one is being a ghetto thug. Not singing about being a thug, but being a ghetto thug. And not being a universal thug, even. Just, you know, small time. Ghetto thug. Don't move outside the ghetto with your thugism, because you know that if you move outside the ghetto with that thug stuff, by how far you're going to get with it on the first day. Not very far. So you make a big deal in the little prison, part of the prison that you're given space to do it, of terrorizing people on bus stops, shooting into a crowd of black people at a picnic, stuff like that. Now, I'm talking about what you look forward to, truth be told. 17, 18 years old, what's really going on in your mind? Going down the street, bouncing that ball, and if that doesn't look promising after a few bounces, doesn't look like you're going to make the big leagues, big time, or walking down the street thinking about being a linebacker, and that doesn't look promising. You got hurt in high school doing it, so now you're limping. So what's left? Singing a song, writing a song, making a record about what? About thug life. What else do you know? What else do you see around you? So you're going to make another one of the millions of records that are about thugging. Thugging among whom? Among other black people. You know, killing other black people, stealing from other black people, robbing other black people. All right? And then if you, that seems like you're not going to be really good at that. Then you actually don't sing about being a thug. You start thinking seriously, age 22 now, about seriously being a thug simply because nothing else is ever in your radar. And nobody comes to you with any other plan. See, that's another thing. Nobody in school or anywhere else gives you another plan. Now, I'm not talking about theoretical stuff. I'm not talking about you get all the theoretical stuff right from the first grade in school. All about paradise and all about, you know, being a king or a queen and all the great kings and queens that have come and gone and all like that. But you don't get any detailed information about what you're going to do with that piece of paper that you have in your hand when you walk off of whatever campus you're on. Nobody gives you details about what phone to pick up and what number to call that will send you on your way on the correct track. This is what needs to be done. We need to have a world when you don't come out of any school unless you have a long list, maybe a whole book of pages of phone numbers that you immediately call while you got that paper in your hand, say that you graduated. You immediately call any one of those numbers, and they said, oh, yeah, we need somebody like you right now, and we know you're prepared because they prepared you in that school. No, you come out wishing and wanting to know, get somebody to tell you something about what do you do with that piece of paper in your hand. Who do you go to? Where can you go? So you wind up in despair, and you wind up with a 9mm pistol in your hand shooting up the neighborhood. This is what all your 22 years prepared you for. That's a sad state of affairs.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, caller, thank you for your call. TalkTime@radio.com is a 24/7 no-charge worldwide broadcasting facility with hosts delivering on various topics such as news, lifestyle, sports, law, health, wellness, religion, and politics. Now, I'm going to share three with you. First of all, a conversation with Don Corina. The second one would be the wellness spot with Tanya Karen. And Real Men with Pastor Banks. Now, these shows are all exclusive to TalkTainmentRadio.com, a wide variety of subject matters and topics that can be discussed. And you might want to take your time to give it a listen as you are on this program, The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. and I, Mr. Bobby, as co-host. All you have to do is go to TalkTainmentRadio.com, click on programs for scheduled times. TalkTainment Radio, that's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I'm the co-host of The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, and our main topic is another black man killed in the prison system of white supremacy, racism. You're already in confinement on your way to greater confinement, and we will discuss that later. Let's go to the phone lines. Okay, caller, you are on with Mr. Fuller. Now, you're about 4 minutes from break, so just keep that in mind as you ask your question. Go ahead, please.
Yes, sir. My name's Melvin. I'm calling from Baltimore. Mr. Fuller.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Did you hear about the people on Sentinel Island, North Sentinel Island, killing their so-called Christian missionary?
Did I hear about what? On an island?
Yeah, it was on the island of Bengal off the coast of India. There's a group of black-skinned people been there 60,000 years. Anybody who comes to the island gets shot with arrows.
Oh, yes, I read about that. And
yes,
a young person went there with the purpose of teaching Christianity, I believe. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, sir. My question
and
is...
And he was killed in the process of trying to do so.
Yeah. My question is, do you believe that they are the smartest people of color on this planet? Because they stick to a code that they have.
You say what now?
Do you believe that they're the smartest people of color on this planet? Because they stick to their code.
Oh, yes, but they're still subject to the system of white supremacy.
Yes, we all are, yeah.
Yes, I mean, they're still, you know, they're decisive. You know, they're primitive people, truth be told. Primitive just means you're not up to date with what's going on in the world that you're in. You just know about the little location where you are. So all of us are more or less primitive, or we wouldn't be in the state that we're in. According to the code, which is what I've written, we are in four categories all the time, basic categories, compared to the white supremacists. We're pitiful, meaning we're worthy of pity, and we're primitive, meaning we're not up to date on what's going on in the real world that is created, or produced, rather, by the system of white supremacy. And we're stupid and are silly. Stupid doesn't mean ignorant. Stupid means we know better than some things, but we keep doing things that don't make sense, even though we know better, because we don't know how to codify ourselves better than what we have been doing. We just fall into the same old patterns that have gone before us. Black people have a tendency to copy whatever the black people who have gone before them do. And that has proven to be a failure when it comes to keeping up and surpassing where we are now, everywhere on the planet, in every area of activity. We just keep having the same shallow goals.
Mm-hmm.
And what do we mean by what those goals are? I just went over them shortly before. Impressing each other.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very shallow goal for prisoners to walk around trying to impress each other rather than think about 24/7 how not to be a prisoner. And that is a whole nother world altogether, a prisoner of the system of white supremacy, how not to be that.
Mm-hmm.
But we have resigned ourselves to just playing little games with each other, little silly games, little childish games, just like prisoners of war do, after they have been prisoners of war for a long while.
Okay, I have to leave it there. Thank you for your call, caller. TalkTimeAtRadio.com. We go where you go. Check us out on 94.1 WGRN. Podcasts are available. Download the TalkTimeAtRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. Stay right there. More of your calls and an interesting Gmail. All that and more coming up next.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kicking online.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kicking products are better than those other guys. Ash Kicking candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N. Shop Ash Kicking online at www.ashkickin.com.
If you or someone you know is abusing drugs and or alcohol and want to stop the abuse, contact APDS at 1409 East Livingston Avenue. Office hours are 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday. APDS is certified by the Ohio Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services and primarily funded through the Adam H. Board. Fees are based on your income and Medicaid is always accepted. For more information, call 614-253-4448.
Are you ready for a high school that allows you to work at a place that is right for you? Are you ready to earn a certification in healthcare, business, or manufacturing while achieving your high school diploma? Then you are ready for Life Skills High School, a free public school option for high school students 16 to 21 years old. Learn more about your free high school educational options at lifeskillshs.org or call them at 1-800-888-7992. Life Skills High School, education that fits your life.
Sex Code War by Kahari Inaharo, the author of the Essence magazine bestseller Race Code War, is releasing his second book, Sex Code War. Be on the lookout for Sex Code War.
This is Al Edmondson, owner of A Cut Above the Rest Barbershop. I'm calling on all barbers and beauticians. It's time for us to unite as one. We can serve our communities better together. Join the Ohio Black Barber Beauty Network. For more information, visit www.obbn.org or call 614-427-3226 to get more information. Be the change that you want to see in your community. Join our network.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie, Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring, it's volunteering in your community, it's shoveling a neighbor's snow, or cutting an elderly person's grass for them, or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we...
Stand by for an important announcement for renters and investors.
You have probably heard about this bad economy and high foreclosure rate. I'm here to bring you hope. Every foreclosed property is a blessing or a deal for a new buyer or investor. These properties are selling every day all over Central Ohio for several reasons. They are equity rich, worth tens of thousands of dollars above their price. There is down payment money available and remodeling funds if needed. Don't let the doom and gloom news keep you from your dream of home ownership. Call Linco Realty today at 865-9614. That's 865-9614. Call now. Always remember, these times, like all times, are good times if we but know what to do with them. They also have programs for investors who want to get off the couch and run with the big dogs. Call Linco today at 865-9614 or log on to repohomeslist.com.
live call-in talk show. Dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Go ahead. Make my day.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
You got the power.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby, and I am blessed to be the co-host of The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. Our subject today introduced is another black man killed in the system of white supremacy, racism, and Mr. Fuller has been addressing that, and we will take your calls and Gmails. Now, let me say this before we go to the call. Kenny Everett, your Gmail was going to be first read out of the commercial. It is my effort to get to it because I think it's very relevant to what Mr. Fuller has just said. But before we do that, the first priority is the phone call. So, caller, if you are ready, you are now on with Mr. Fuller, and you can be heard. Proceed, please.
Hi, Mr. Bobby. Hi, Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
And my question is, I have two questions. My first question is, Mr. Fuller, do you think boycott is a very good strategy for black people in America to undertake?
Did you say boycott?
Boycott.
Okay, all right.
Yes, because I don't think boycott can get rid of the race problem in America, but I think boycott can actually reduce the impact
okay. That
it has had on black people specifically.
Okay,
most of these major corporations, most of these major white corporations, they are the ones financing the police force and all that.
Okay, we're going to give Mr. Fuller an opportunity to answer that question about boycott. Mr. Fuller?
Well, here again, I say, first of all, you start with where you are and what your status is. Prisoner of war. Now, how does a prisoner of war boycott the prison? Well, you withhold your services to the prison, but that's kind of difficult to do when the commodities, the things that you get out of the prison system, are things that you need. Now, you can, quote, unquote, not partake in the things you don't need that you have to pay for. I mean, like little trinkets and whatnot. You could just dispense with all of that. Just say you're not buying anything like extra clothes and whatnot to impress someone. Stop that. Prisoners are not, no one really cares that counts anyway. So unless you're actually applying for something, some type of specific job where you have to have certain things in order to get the job. Now that's a job requirement, even in the prison system. But anything else, anything that prisoners do to impress each other, that should stop. That should stop. Stop spending money to impress other black people. Why? Because you're not going to get a return on your investment. You're trying to impress some other black person by how you walk or what type of hair do you have or something like that. Where is the return on the investment? What kind of car you buy? Where is the return on your investment? These are investments. You're trying to attract attention to yourself. So anything you do to try to attract attention to yourself is supposed to be an investment where you're going to get a bigger return of something of constructive value than what you put into it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that is not likely to happen.
All right.
In the prison system.
All right.
So you don't actually boycott. You just cut out all the fat in your entire existence.
Okay. What's your second question, sir?
My second question is, Prince Charles of Great Britain. I call him the Prince of Darkness. He recently came to Ghana to meet with the Ghanaian president to talk about future prospects with Africa and all that. I would just want if Mr. Fuller could expand on that, what is their real aim in coming back to Africa? Because that's been a long while since Prince Charles set foot in Africa.
Okay, Mr. Fuller,
what is the real value in going back to Africa? Is that the question?
Yeah, the question is what is their real aim in going back to Africa?
Okay, thank you, caller. Go ahead, Mr. Fuller.
Thank you.
Oh, according to what I have written, black people should be able to go anywhere as individual persons. See, there's no such thing as Africa in the system of white supremacy, or Asia, or America. These places don't exist. These are just labels.
In the system of
white supremacy.
Yes.
In the system of white supremacy, you have white supremacists and you have their victims. And so the victims are wherever the white supremacists say that they are going to be. Black people don't go where they choose to be. They go where the white supremacists want them to be.
Yes, sir.
So we're talking about the entire planet here. So the cold position is we should have the ambition of becoming universal men and universal women. The females being universal women and the males being universal men. Meaning what? Meaning you go anywhere in the known universe, and wherever you happen to be, you are maximum constructive content. In other words, you're a universal man. You relate to everything in the most constructive manner,
yes, sir,
wherever you happen to be,
okay,
wherever you go. And you don't set limits on where you go, because the white supremacists have already set these limits. And so you're supposed to break out of these limits, because nobody restricts the white supremacists.
Nobody.
The white supremacists don't care anything about anybody's border. All right? That's why they're supreme.
Yes.
Anywhere they go is where they say they're supposed to be. They don't have a place.
All right.
But their place is wherever they are.
Okay. Let's address this question from the Gmail. This is from Brother Kenny Everett. He says this, Mr. Fuller. He said, good morning, first of all. He says that Tupac Shakur was the most popular thug life rapper of all time. Eventually, Tupac realized he was being used to confuse black people and change the message of his music. He often spoke about consequences of telling the truth to good people. He was ultimately killed for it. My question is, should more of us stop being afraid and work to change our condition?
Well, the code just says that if you're talking about the music field, there's just one type of music, and that is music is nothing but sound. What kind of sound? It's just two types of sound in the universe, music and noise. So music is whatever sound that you hear. You have to hear sound. Whatever sound that you hear that causes you to think constructively and act constructively, that is the definition of music. Anything else, any type of other sound, according to the code, is noise.
Okay.
There's no such thing as black music, white music, or, you know, this type of classical music. It's music.
Mm-hmm.
Music is any sound that you hear, that when you hear that sound, causes you to think, speak, and act in a constructive manner.
That's
automatically music.
Yes.
Even if it's the sound of a waterfall.
Yes.
It causes you to think, speak, and act in a constructive manner. That is the definition, the compensatory definition of music.
Okay.
That's what you're listening to. And if you listen to anything that causes you to do something that's non-constructive, That, by definition, is noise.
Okay, but the caller, or rather the emailer, Gmailer, said that Tupac came to a realization that the quote-unquote thug life music that he was producing, he realized, according to the Gmailer, that he was being used by the system of racism, which is white supremacy, and changed his message from that confusion to telling the truth, and he was killed for it. That was his focus. Not necessarily the music, but he changed his message of the music to telling the truth, and he was killed for it. That's what he wants you to address.
Absolutely. Anytime a black person does anything of constructive value in any area of activity, that black person becomes in danger, unless that black person is doing something of constructive value for the system of white supremacy. But if that black person is doing anything that's going to be of constructive value to non-white people, that black person is immediately in danger.
Okay. Well, he was killed, and there was
absolutely confusion. I mean, you should expect that.
Mm-hmm. Well, there definitely was confusion.
Anytime you start taking constructive effect on a significant scale, the white supremacists will come around and look at what you're doing, and if it's of a significant scale, they'll keep you on a watch list. And if it looks like it's going somewhere, your influence of having black people doing something of constructive value, you will suddenly find yourself in serious trouble, in greater confinement and or death.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That is radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the co-host of The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr. Interesting discussion today, and we will continue that. If you'd like to call in, you may at 877-932-9766. But this is a time where we have Mr. Fuller speak to his book. And Mr. Fuller, this is the time, so you have the floor. Go ahead, please.
Well, a lot of the things that I've been talking about here on the program, in fact, everything, either directly or indirectly, is covered in the textbook for victims of white supremacy, Compensatory Counter-Racist Code, that you can get by going to producejustice.com. That's producejustice.com. And what will come up on the screen is a brief description of the basic textbook, the revised, expanded 2016 edition, and also the original edition for those who want that one. For some reason, some people requested it. That's why it's there, because the revised, expanded edition covers just about everything that was in the original edition and has a whole lot more. But some people, for some reason, have said that they like the original edition too. So that's there too. And there's also an addition to the basic revised expanded edition called a counter-racist word guide. And that's not a dictionary, but it's similar to a dictionary. And it talks about or makes suggestions about how not to use certain words, what questions to ask when other people use these words, and what words to use yourself or not use, and when and where and under what circumstances, and give suggestions about doing so. That's in the English language. The English language can be used in a very tricky manner, which the white supremacists are experts at doing, and they manipulate people through the way that they express themselves. So this word guide shows a victim of racism some of the things that they do in going about doing that. For instance, the use of the word dark or black. They'll say dark mood. That term is in the book. Dark mood, D-A-R-K-M-O-O-D, two words. How can a mood be dark? How does anybody determine that a mood is dark? Has anybody ever photographed a mood? I mean, it probably could be done. I'm quite sure the white supremacists, if they hear me say that, they'll go out of way and say, oh, yes, that can be done. I mean, but actually, what the white supremacists do, they take everything for the most part. Now, they make an exception with this thing called Black Friday. But for the most part, anything that's dark is something that's supposed to be non-constructive, which means that most of the universe, which is dark, are they saying that that's non-constructive? Well, in their lexicon, it is. You know, bring light to the universe. But actually, darkness is essential. You have to have darkness, and you have to have light. They are supposed to complement each other when, in science, in a scientific way, they're supposed to be compensatory, supportive of each other when used in the correct manner. But the white supremacists have looked at whiteness and then looked at darkness and, for the most part, took everything that has anything to do with light, white, bright as being something to strive for. They'll say, that student, that's a bright student. Well, what makes that student bright? What do you mean bright? B-R-I-G-H-T. See, these are words. But without further ado, I'm just giving some idea about some of the things that are in the book. And then there are some very common words. I mean, words that have been made common, including the word common. Communist, socialist, capitalist, and how these words are used to have people arguing and fussing and fighting. And the white supremacists use all three of these words as if they're type mysterious divisions, whereas the white supremacists are all of these things. The white supremacists are capitalists, they are communists, and they are socialists. And they wrapped it all up into a thing called the system of white supremacy. And it's all the same thing, white supremacy. But when they talk to people of color, they divide it up into little boxes and have, you know, and then label people. Oh, you're a socialist. Oh, you talk like you're a communist. So you act like you're a communist. Oh, you're against capitalism. When actually the supreme communist and the supreme capitalist and the supreme socialist are white supremacists.
Mm-hmm.
This is all explained in the textbook. You can get the books by going to producejustice.com.
All righty. Thank you for that. While you were speaking, I happened to look up that term dark, and you have 14 references to different avenues that the white supremacist used in the description of darkness. Wow, that's good. Okay, Mr. Fuller, the two questions are on the board here. What is the significance? Now, you already know this because you talk about it all the time. We are in confinement, so that's established. Now, whether a person accepts it or not, that's up to them. But what is the significance of the industrial nations of the world robbing Africa, or the concept of Africa, establishing military bases in the concept of so-called Africa, and pilfering their resources?
All a part of the prison system. The planet Earth is a prison. And every white person who believes in white supremacy, that person is the warden of the prison. Every white person who believes in white supremacy and practices the system of white supremacy, not talking about all white people, but I'm talking about the smartest and most powerful. Otherwise, there would be no such thing as white supremacy. But you don't call them that according to the code, because there's no way to prove it. See, being a prisoner of war, and you're going to go and get in the warden's face, like it showed in that movie Shawshank Redemption, depicted in that scene by the prisoner played by Tim Robbins when he called the warden a name. You don't call the warden of a prison that you're in a name that the warden doesn't want you to call the warden by that name, or terrible things will happen to you, as in the movie Shawshank Redemption, the character got in solitary confinement.
Mm-hmm.
On account of he called the warden, what, obtuse. And the warden said, oh, you come in my office and call me obtuse, and you already my prisoner? I'll show you obtuse. Solitary confinement. How about that for obtuse? You know, and what does the word obtuse mean? I looked it up, and it means kind of stubborn or sticking to mm-hmm. whatever you believe in, even though it may not make sense or something like that. But the warden said, regardless of what it means, if I don't want you to call me that, that's not what I am. And if you don't believe it, I'll prove it to you by inflicting harm on you because I have what? Something that you don't have. Power. Negro, none of you black people on this planet have the power that I have. None. There's no place you can go. There's no place you can, nobody you can call on that can save you from me when I decide to take action against you. And this is what white supremacy means. That's real.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Did I answer the question?
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did. Okay, as we wind down this this hour, I guess we have 4 minutes in the remaining first hour of the program. Mr. Fuller, being again that you have addressed that you look at publications, television, newspaper articles, magazines, all this, and their object is obviously to sell these magazines. Speaking that we are in confinement, and some are in greater confinement, as you will discuss perhaps later, what is the thing that we look for, or as we work to solve the problem of racism, is there any one thing that you see that is outstanding or that we need to really, really focus on for real and quit all this talking and arguing and all this confusion?
Sure, just basically one thing, knowing and understanding the system of white supremacy, what it is and how it works. These are the quotes that I put in front of everything that I've
yes.
published. And, you know, I put it on in the updated versions. I put it on a separate page. I mean, it takes up the whole page. If you do not understand white supremacy, what it is and how it works, everything else that you understand will confuse you. That's a guarantee. And people who are confused become non-functional people. They become non-constructive people. We are confused. We think we're in different types of government. It's just one government on the planet, the system of white supremacy, and it is anti-black. That government is totally anti-black, anti-non-white, against black, brown, red, yellow, anybody with color in his or her skin, worldwide, 24/7, no exceptions to that, none, zero. And they have not trying to get that together. You don't have white supremacy in one place and don't have it in another. It's supreme everywhere on this place called planet Earth. So you have to have, they have a code for keeping that together, the white code. All right, everything they do is going to give strength to the system of white supremacy. So to counteract it, you have to have an individual code, a code that's designed for the individual victim, the prisoner of war, to dissolve the white code. That's the missing link. That's the one approach that we haven't taken. And it's got to be done on an individual basis. Groups, the white supremacy will destroy a group. Once it gets a label, that group gets a label, it's easily destroyed, infiltrated, bought off, whatever, killed off, because you got a label.
Yes.
But if you don't have a label, except victim of white supremacy, and that would mean every non-white person on the planet, and that person has a code, thought, speech, and action, that is designed to dissolve the system of racism on a daily basis on everything that they think, say, and do. Then the problem theoretically is solved.
Okay. TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio, the way it should be heard. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for the second hour.